Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a day yesterday here in Cleveland. First Energy Stadium. The momentum, the excitement, everything is just building and building. And the fans were going crazy yesterday and still going crazy. One game remaining in Baltimore. Interesting scenario. As far as Baltimore and Pittsburgh vying for playoff spots and the Browns having quite a big say in that. My good buddy is Nick Shook with NFL.com. He joins us each and every week. Usually joins me on Tuesdays during the season, but obviously tomorrow's Christmas. And you know what, Nick? Those guys at NFL.com, they might work you hard, and I know they do, but damn it, I couldn't call you up. Well, I'm not working either, but I wouldn't call you on Christmas, buddy. Does that mean anything to you?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't expect that from you, but I'll tell you what, if you did, I'd answer, and we'd do the segment.
That's why I love you. That's why. Now, are you, I called you at Thanksgiving. We had you on at Thanksgiving. You couldn't make it home. Are you in the great city of Akron, or you got to do more football stuff?
No, I am standing outside of the NFL media newsroom in between two of our buildings. One of my right houses the stages for our shows, and the other, one of my left is where the offices are. Oh, and someone just ran their car over a curb. So that's how it's going today.
Wow. Wow. A little too much eggnog, obviously. Heads up for Grandma.
It's only 1 o'clock, but I guess it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, I'll tell you this. When you do make it home, we got to have you in studio. I got to have you in studio. So
yeah,
whenever
yeah,
that might be.
No.
All right. He's Nick Shook. He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Also want to point out that, you know, all this momentum and excitement that's building, and we think, man, the job that Greg Williams is doing and Freddie Kitchen's doing, calling plays and Baker's emergence. My buddy Nick here wanted everybody to know and pointed this out on Twitter that the Browns are 3-0 in their color rush uni. So you're putting a lot of stock in that one, Shook. Right? Am I right about that?
Those are the important numbers, right? Those are the numbers that you turn on the TV and go to NFL.com for.
Those are the next-gen stats. Record. When they say next-gen stats, those are what they're looking for from you, right?
Well, yeah, next-gen is actually a code word for new fashion. So, yeah, that's definitely what we're going with.
All right. Look, Nick, everybody has an opinion. You know this, I know this, on what to do with the coaching search. And, look, I've long said Dorsey will and should find his own guy, and that guy probably won't be Greg Williams. That said, I just talked about it. The momentum is undeniable. Have you changed your mind at all, or do you still feel that, you know, it's probably not going to be Greg or Freddie and John Dorsey will bring in his own guy?
I have to think that with the way that they've played, especially offensively, that they're going to do everything in their power to keep Freddie Kitchens on the staff. I think that would shrink your coaching pool, which it would make this search a little unique and maybe more difficult for John Dorsey. But if he really likes what he's seen, and I find it hard to believe that he wouldn't like it, I think that they would try to fit that in and work that in and see what they could do. I think they would probably, if they were wise, go about the search as if they were keeping nobody on staff and then kind of figure out what each coach would want to do and then go from there. I think the whole thing is very fluid, but it's hard to argue with the results. I mean, if the Browns were able to beat the Ravens this week and Greg Williams and Freddie Kitchens finished the season 6-2 since taking over, that's really difficult to argue with. I mean, I think that gives them a great chance. I don't know if that's necessarily the move they end up going in, the direction that they end up going in, because – you know, this is a decision that, for as promising as this franchise is, if you get this wrong, it will derail everything, and you can't afford that. So you have to get this right, and I'm sure they'll take their time. But I do think this Sunday is, you know, believe it or not, they're not going to make the playoffs. But I think it does have a little bit of implication because this is a really hot Ravens team, and if they could score a win over this, it would say a lot and build a lot of credit for Greg Williams' case.
See, now I said earlier, and I know what you're talking about in terms of if you don't get it right, it could derail all this. I, I do think that, I mean, without question, we know you've got to have a quarterback, you've got to have a head coach. And, well, that's kind of been why the Browns haven't done anything for pretty much two decades. So the other half is very important. But in terms of the culture that we keep talking about and hearing about, and is it changing, don't you think a lot of that has been done already in that locker room with, you know, not just Baker and some of the young guys, but the respect that I think a guy like Baker has been able to garner from some of those veterans, and did so right away?
Yeah, I totally think so. And I think that's part of why I think Greg Williams has a good shot, because if you look at the way these players have responded to him, I mean, they play like they love him, you know, defensively and offensively, everything's clicking pretty well. So, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that has happened, but I do think you can upset that if you make the wrong hire. You know, Baker is a steadying force, even though he's a rookie. He's wise beyond his years. We've all seen that. And I think he would continue to be a steadying force, but you have to have him on board. And I think he's on board with the staff, which is why I think he gives them a lot of credit and gives them a pretty good case. And I honestly would not be surprised if they retain them. But I don't think that's something that's going to happen overnight. They need to do their due diligence. By the way, all kinds of crazy things are happening in California.
Yeah, sounds like. I mean, are they after you, man? What's going on?
No, they're not after me, and they're now down the road. But right. But yeah, I think, you know, you have the right pieces in place. And for as much goodwill has been built now, they still have to get this coaching decision, you know, right. But if they do, I mean, the future is extremely bright for this team.
Nick Shook amidst chaos out in Southern California, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Browns versus Ravens on Sunday. You talked about that game a little bit. We know now if Ravens win, they're in. If the Ravens lose, Steelers win, Steelers are in. I think I know the answer to this question, but right now, who's the team you don't want to face if you're an NFL team? I think it might be easy to say Baltimore, but then I say to myself, well, the Steelers do have Big Ben, and they do have some experience with a lot of key guys. Who would you say?
It's the Ravens, and maybe that's the easy pick after what they did against the Chargers, but this is something they've been building toward. This is not just one game's performance on, you know, a semi-large national stage with that being a Saturday game. You know, this is a team that's played really good defense in the last month and a half, and they're starting to put their offense together. First, it was by running the football, which they're, you know, everybody applauds Freddie Kitchens for doing some different things with the offense and tailoring it to his system. You got to go look at what the Ravens are doing in their offense as well, because they've embraced the fact that they have a dual threat quarterback in the, I think, the purest form of the definition of the term, because Lamar Jackson, I mean, they're running speed option with this guy. They're literally running the veer at times. And other times they're bringing 2-3 tight end sets out there and just power rushing the ball down the field. And it's working for them. And then in this most recent game, Lamar showed that, hey, he can pass. You know, no matter what the doubters say, he can't throw the football here and there. And you couple that with a defense that's playing better and is probably at his best point that it's been at all year, which is, you know, a pretty good compliment, because they were already playing pretty well for the majority of the season. But this is a young, hungry defense. They got a lot of, I think, no-name rushers or guys that, you know, the name wouldn't jump off the page, but they've played really well. And they're a menace right now. They're a hot team. You know, our Greg Rosenthal tweeted during the game when the Ravens were ahead 6-3, the Ravens are absolutely frightening. And they are, because you can see the potential in this team, and they're getting hot at the right time. And if they get in the playoffs and I'm another team, I foresee a hard time beating them, because they play such good defense and you're going to have a hard time stopping their offense. This is not a Kansas City offense, but when paired and those two phases of the game, and then you pair, you know, some competent special teams, they're a tough team to beat. They're definitely not a team I would want to see.
All right. Looking at a few other teams here before we close out again, Nick Shook, NFL.com. I realize betting against Tom Brady is, well, it can be stupid. It's akin to maybe betting against Tiger Woods. But, man, this Pats team, Nick, just doesn't have anywhere near the same feel as years past. And it's not just Brady, but it begins there. Gronk is just a shell of himself. I mean, he had no targets, no catches yesterday. I heard a stat going into yesterday's game that he had only 3 red zone targets all year, which is mind-boggling. Can you make a strong case for the Pats in Atlanta February 3rd?
No, I can't. Now, I could make a case for them winning a game in the playoffs by running the ball well and playing, you know, above-average defense, but this is not a Patriots team of old. This is not a team that we saw in the Super Bowl in the last couple of years. This is not – it's just they're not at that caliber, and they lack in the pass-catching department. And they also, you know, they're not a horrible offensive line up front, they're actually above average, but they just haven't played well as of late. And it doesn't help when they don't establish the run early. And some people say that's a myth, but when you go and watch their games, if they're running the ball well, then the rest of their offense will flourish. But if they're not, they have a hard time protecting Tom Brady, and it's starting to affect how he navigates the pocket. You saw it this week where he's anticipating some pressure that's not there, and it's something that you've seen in the past when he gets harassed a lot, and now over the course of the season, it's really starting to take an effect. He posted, I think, his worst passer rating of his career in a victory in that game on Sunday against the Bills, which was kind of an ugly game to watch. It was filled with some turnovers. So, I think this is a Patriots team that can win a playoff game, but I don't think this is a Patriots team that can go to the Super Bowl.
Well, a team that beat them last year, Philadelphia, all of a sudden making a charge, and this is quite the story. Now, they need, if I'm not mistaken, they need the Vikings to lose at home to Chicago and then win, of course, obviously, to sneak in as a wild card. But let me just hypothetically jump ahead here. If Foles puts together some more magic and they make another deep run, I'm not even saying Super Bowl, but let's say they somehow, some way march to the NFC title game. Do we have a legit quarterback controversy on our hands with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I was thinking about this just before we did this interview, and as much as I want to say yes, I also think back to that preseason game between the Browns and the Eagles in which he looked horrible, and Eagles fans were just counting the days until they could get Carson Wentz back.
Yeah.
And it made you wonder, at the time people were like, hey, why didn't they trade him for a high pick when they could have? Or if that was even on the table, why didn't they do this? Well, now you fast forward to where we are now, and you see why they didn't. So I think, yeah, if that happened, I think we would definitely have a controversy. I don't know which way necessarily the Eagles would skew. I think they'd still lean toward Carson Wentz for the fact that younger, he's the franchise quarterback, so on and so forth, and figure out the kinks from there. But the offense has been better with him. The key has been, not first and second down. He actually hasn't been all that great in the grand scale, if you look at a whole game. But on third and fourth down, I believe he was 15 for 16, including three touchdowns in that game over the Texans yesterday. And that right there is the difference. That's money-making time for any quarterback, and he's making a lot of it by doing what he's doing, in those situations. And right now, it's got the Eagles with two straight wins, and we'll see if they can get some help this week and maybe sneak into the playoffs and do it again.
Final thing here, and we'll let you off with this, about 60 seconds here. As far as home field advantage goes, maybe none more important than the Saints at the Superdome, Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Is chalking up their issues offensively before Pittsburgh as simple as saying, well, they just played three straight on the road, or is there more than meets the eye?
That's kind of a tough question because their offense hasn't held up at its end of the bargain, really, and it had one of its better games this week against the Steelers in a comeback effort. But even then, it was kind of a grind to score that go-ahead touchdown. They had that pass interference call on fourth down that ball may or may not have been tipped, and they got another, a little bit of help by Michael Thomas getting away with a push-off in the end zone to score that go-ahead touchdown. So, you look at them as a team and you think, there's a lot of talent here, but at the same time, we got to check on the status of left tackle Teron Armstead, who looks like he might have re-injured his pectoral muscle, which he had injured earlier in the season. That would be a big loss for them. And they don't have any reliable targets outside of Michael Thomas. I mean, you can talk about Ben Watson. He used to be in Cleveland. The Browns fans know, what he brings to the table, but this is why they signed Dez Bryant, and then he, got injured, and this is why they signed Brandon Marshall, and he never played, because they're desperate at the receiver position, and I think that's going to hinder them in the long run, but their defense has played better. It didn't necessarily play at its best, but it got a stop when it needed to on Sunday. So I think this is still a team to be reckoned with for sure.
Nick, Merry Christmas. Keep up the great work. We'll talk soon, pal. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chico.
All right. Nick Shook in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. This segment brought to you by Brocast Phone on the corner of West 210 and Center Ridge in Rocky River and their new location at 14300 Pearl Road in Strongsville. Brocast Phone, we fix it right now. More of Bull and Fox, and we're going to clear up something regarding this game between the Browns and the Ravens on Sunday. Do that when we come back. Chico with you until 7 o'clock. In for Adam and Dustin. Merry Christmas from all of us here at 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.